I'm Jeff Bates.
And I'm John Curtis.
And this is the Nerd Couple Show. Because you know how to love me like a nerd. Hey, Groot, say hi to the nerds. Groot is always camera shy. He never wants to do anything when we're on camera.
Hey, Groot, dance.
Yeah, he ain't going to do it. He done.
He moved his head for me. Hi, nerds.
He moved his head for you going, I don't know why you're talking to me, dude.
Good morning. Saturday.
Hey, Fugu and Adrian and Brian getting here so early.
Thank you.
Today's show, we're going to, has the who's better DC or Marvel debate been answered?
I don't know, but it did. The needle has moved.
That has nothing to do with that question. We're going to get your take on a seriously disturbing commercial.
Oh, so disturbing. We're going to talk about a biography you must read.
And of course, the Batman. First up, though, so nerds, we are going to be growing the show.
Yes.
Grooting the show. Look at this. This is this. What are you doing? You were like, it's going to be better. It's not.
It's not.
Also, this looks stupid. Take one out. That looks better.
Okay.
Sorry, those of you listening, we're trying new things with earbuds and it's just a little.
It's all about new things.
So anyway, we're going to be working towards a half hour format.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to be a half hour today, but we're going to start shrinking until we get to there. And we're going to be asking you guys to do a very special, some special help for us in the upcoming months.
So be mining our nerds.
We really need your help to help us to get bigger. We have an update, a little bit of an update on Bathroom Lemons.
Remember Bathroom Lemons?
Last week, if you weren't listening, we argued over the fact that John should not keep his lemons in the bathroom. And whether it was poop or not. And most nerds agreed with me.
Most nerds agreed, but not all nerds.
So first of all, we don't know who sent this. So if you're watching, if you sent this, please tell me.
Who are you?
We got a random in the book, Amazon. I got a package to me that said, it's a lemon thing. You wouldn't understand is the notebook.
Which is amazing.
Well, first of all, I was like, what the heck is this?
And then, I knew right away.
And then I went, oh, wait. Is this the Bathroom Lemons thing? And we just died laughing. So
who are you, nerd? Reveal yourself.
I feel like this is a very Adrian type gif, but I don't think she was team poop. You know who was team poop? Bonnie Gillespie. Put up her comment. Do we have
it? Yes, there it is. You want to read it?
No, you read it.
Okay. She said, in all seriousness, though, I remember learning that, quote, the allowable percentage of rat droppings, unquote, that can exist in our food at restaurants and packaged for sale in grocery stores, and they still pass health approval, even still get an A. And I got way less precious about what might hitchhike on my food. We consume ridiculous amounts of poop no matter how many bathroom lemons we avoid. So true. Let it go.
So I'm not touching or eating anything ever again. Anyway.
How much poop have you eaten today, nerds? I think we've already hit our poop quota for the show.
We have. Right. Adrian says, I tried to forget, and here we are reminding you. And Christy says, oh my gosh, that's hilarious. A little bit of our nerd lives here for you today.
Or open the door, babe.
To our nerd lives.
Yes.
We'll get it as we grow the show and tighten it up. You have news in your acting career.
Yes.
Good news happened this week.
So I don't know if you know this, but it was a year ago today.
Was it?
That I had my last day of work at the hotel as a bartender. 1 year ago today, I said goodbye to my old life and embarked on a life that I once knew as an actor. And
are we really loud? Because I feel like he's yelling in my ear right now.
Nerds, am I too loud? Okay. Anyway. As of today, this last week, I got an agent again. And I will be heading out to those auditions for those TV shows and movies. Groot was happy
Groot's
for
happy
me.
Happy for you.
Thanks, Groot. Anyway, I'm happy about that.
It's very exciting.
Yes.
Hi, Summer. Good morning, nerd. And on that note, and Summer is also part of this
conversation.
So we're going to have the Black Magic Collective Emerging Actors Initiative. We told you about, he got in last March. They are having their showcase this March, on March 24th, 5 p.m. Pacific, online. Summer Walters is one of those actors. So the actors and the first frame filmmakers, the new filmmakers, are going to have a little hour online showcase of all their new works they did to showcase what they learned, I guess. Mm-hmm. So you can watch him acting live and then come heckle him in the interview.
That's
part.
Right. You're going to see some serious Billy Madison stuff there. To be or not to be.
Okay. That's when we move on.
Moving on.
Christy says, best of luck, John. Break a leg out there.
Thank you.
I know it's a kind of old news, but I didn't want us as nerds to not give mention to the late great Ivan Reitman.
Oh man.
He passed away at 75.
Oh.
I know, Groot. I know it's
sad. I was a little annoyed at first, but he's a great addition to the show.
he, you know, Ghostbusters alone would have been enough to make him a great legend, but he did, you know, Stripes and
so
all
many
kinds
great
of movies,
movies that we love.
Just wanted to give a little quick.
He was at
salute.
The premiere for Ghostbusters Afterlife. He was there. He was hearty. Life is short, people. Leave your nerd lives to the best.
The other cool thing that's happening in the nerd dome is MST3K.
Mystery Science Theater 3000 is back, y'all.
Wow, he's really yelling in my
and
ear.
You're talking really soft.
Is it because his earbuds are just like really...
How about that?
Well, better? No, because I don't know how you're sound on the podcast. That's what I'm saying. Are we got to get rid of the new earbuds? Are not working, maybe?
Nerds, am I blowing your ears off right now?
It might just be these are not... We have to return these. Anyway, for those of you who are fans, MST3K Gizmoplex has soft launched officially.
Yes.
With
no more middlemen. Mystery Science Theater is bringing Mystery Science Theater directly to us through their own channel.
And if you go to their streaming channel, it's not like the typical Netflix. Well, it is now, but they're working on this cool thing where instead of coming and you just have boxes you select, you actually go into like a theater and it has different levels. And this level has the vault and this level has the new stuff. And
it's
this level
really
has
cool.
live events and you can go up the escalator. And
Joel Hodgson is kicking butt over there.
Yeah. The first movie was Santo in the Treasure of Dracula from 1969. What a gem.
You want to tell them what we're going to thinking about doing?
Yeah. We are thinking about trying to live stream the next live event, the next movie.
Yeah.
Watching, tweeting, commenting, basically how we normally do, but on camera.
Riffing on the rippers, if you will.
It's a struggle because we can't really put their video up legally while we stream it.
You'd have to watch with us.
So we're considering.
Terrible life.
It's later this month. We'll figure it out. I think we have a photo, though. Can you show the Gizmoplex really quick? This is the outside of the Gizmoplex where it's just landed on the moon. Mm-hmm. But inside's really cool. All right, moving on. Because you know how to love me like a nerd. Good morning, Sandy. Thank you for joining us.
The noise feedback is that I'm pretty normal level, according to McKee. Fugu says John's a bit of a yeller. We're used to it.
I really think it might be these have to go. Like, I thought that we were going to keep these, but it's bothering my ear, and it's really loud. It's really tingy. I can't tell. The thing is, when you're doing a show, you should be able to hear what the audience is hearing. And I'm not hearing that. So they're useless.
You know, our headphones were perfect.
I know. I just don't want to get the big bulky headphone anymore. Anyway. okay. So forever and ever, there's been the argument over who's better, Marvel or DC.
Marvel or DC. And Marvel has dominated.
That doesn't matter. That's not what we're talking about.
Okay.
if you look at your run of show that I work hard to make, you will see that. So we were at his sister's house playing Jackbox games, and this card came up. Now, if you don't know about Jackbox, it's basically a game that plays on like the PS4 or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then everybody has their phone and you like it too, Groot. And then you pick your
answers. It's like Pictionary and trivia all in one. It's really,
there's all kinds of games, but one of our favorites is called Guesstimate, and basically
Espionage.
Thank you. You basically, it tells up some weird fact of trivia, and you have the person who's up has to put this percentage of people who probably guessed this, and then everybody else guesses. Did that person? How wrong are they? Should it be lower?
Higher?
Should it be higher? And then you win points based on all that. Well, this card came up. I think I have hopefully I have the card. This card came up, and we were like, what? So the
what percentage of people prefer DC comic characters, Superman, Batman, et cetera, to Marvel characters, Iron Man, Captain America, et cetera?
And
my sister guessed 33%.
And I think she was pretty much accurate.
She was spot on.
Right on.
It's hilarious.
So of all the people polled, So it's the third, math of 70.
A third of the.
There's something. Prefers Marvel.
That's right.
But I wonder if that would change after people saw the new The Batman.
Yes. Harley is disagreeing with me. You think Marvel's continuing that? I think
that, not to go too deep into it, but like DC has the upper hand in like cartoons, shows, stuff like that.
Agree.
Whereas Marvel is just unbeatable in their movies and box office and just like general storyline. So
that being said, The Batman has grossed a lot of money.
Well, I mean, part of that is just people are desperate for going out to the movies and such. But what did everybody think about The Batman?
What did you think?
Oh, yeah. Spoiler. If you haven't seen The Batman.
Spoilers!
If you haven't seen The Batman, walk away.
Walk away.
Walk away for about 3 to 4 minutes. I wanted to see my cool Batman Vengeance. Overlay I made, and we didn't get to see. Look, I made this. They didn't even get to make an appearance when I talked about it. I wanted to be like, The Batman, and then he came up.
Hey, no. Really, this is a really good job, babe. Hey, oh, look at Groot. He is pissed, too.
Those of you listening only, you're missing this great Groot stuff.
Groot is on her shoulder, moving his head and talking.
Just disapproving of everything that's happening.
With guest star Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, Harley is wearing a Batman mask that nobody can see.
Okay, what'd you all think of The Batman? We got some feedback already in the comments. Batman for life.
Christy says Batman for life. Hafugu, 67% to 33%, got to equal 100 people.
Yeah, thank you
for doing math.
He's our one of our resident fact checkers.
Brian says Marvel being better is a Disney conspiracy, and he hasn't seen Batman yet. And Hafugu hasn't seen Batman yet. Okay, he also says too many Batman movies, it's been done.
Out of all the franchises, Batman keeps changing the dude inside the suit a lot.
I thought the same thing you thought. It's not been done this way.
No.
It is the most cinematic Batman you will ever, that's ever been done. And I love Christopher Nolan. I think his Batmans are, I think his Batmans are more my taste because they move a little faster. They're not as long. This one's very cinematic. It's too long.
Everybody.
It's very slow.
It is. Set aside 3 hours of your life. This one did not walk out of a 3-hour movie. And that is to the movie's credit.
I did
credit.
It to hour two because I couldn't hold my pee anymore.
Yeah.
But I did hold it for a while because I didn't want to miss anything.
3 hours. That's maybe my only gripe. But I don't know how you fit all that good stuff in there without
it. Let's talk about the things I didn't like. I didn't like the forced romance. I felt like the Catwoman Batman thing was so forced. I did not believe the chemistry between them at all.
I did.
I didn't.
I liked the smooches.
I usually like Zoe Kravitz, right? So I usually like her. Like, and she's one of the stars of Big Little Lies, and she's fantastic. And I didn't even recognize her in this, like, not in a good way. Like, I'm sorry. I don't want to say bad things about actors, but I just felt it was so, her character was so forced. And I don't know if it was her fault. It might have been a directing choice, pushing it on her. It might have been scripting. Because she's a good actor. And in the stuff that wasn't overly the top Catwoman, she was great.
I loved her as Catwoman.
Just down to her walking was like, it was too much.
Too much.
She was forcing the like seductress.
She's not for me. The romance was super forced.
Yeah.
And I was cringing every time they got close.
Loved the romance between, I almost said Lenny Kravitz. Zoe Kravitz is the daughter of Lenny Kravitz, right? And who?
Jason Momoa's ex-wife.
Lisa Bonet.
Thank you.
What else?
Oh, little side note by Zoe Kravitz. Did you know that she was rejected as Catwoman for Christopher Nolan's Batman for being, quote, too urban?
Well, that's disgusting.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
Canceled. I will say that, like, so the whole time we were watching the movie and the Penguin guy, I was like, this guy's really good.
Oh.
After the movie, I learned that it was Colin Farrell.
Mind blown.
Mind blown. We need to create that overlay.
We have a mind blown.
No, we need an overlay on our faces. Groot is just judging us all over the place for not being
Colin Farrell with the Penguin, people.
Oh, that was mine. That was.
I mean, Why couldn't you get a larger fella to play that
role? I don't
role?
Know, but he did a fantastic
job. Yeah, he was killer.
What did you guys think about Paul Dano as the Riddler? People are saying his Riddler was a Heath Ledger-sized Joker. I don't know if I agree with that.
Paul Dano is so weird. I can't see anyone else playing the Riddler as well as him.
What else
he's
is he?
So weird. He's like, I think what broke him was there Will Be Blood, which is a pretty good movie.
He's got one of those faces where I know I've seen him a much bunch, but I don't really know what I saw him in.
Come on, nerds. What's he been in?
I do think this is gonna make him a mega household name, mega star. He was great.
He was a mega star before this.
I don't think he was in his
own little niche.
Because I didn't know his name before
this. So weird. Like his
I say megastar, I mean people around the world know your name.
Robert Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson was a megastar before he joined in this. Man. Now, let's talk about Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, let's get to it. Let's get into the gritty Robert Pattinson.
I liked him a lot.
Holy crap. I was hesitant. I think when we, nerds, you've been with us for the last year, when news of this movie came out and Robert Pattinson was announced, I think I was on this show and I'm like, no, 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 no. I was wrong. A lot wrong. A lot wrong.
Yeah, he is great. Okay, so go ahead.
I freaking love that guy as Batman. Holy poop.
Well, that brings us to what I want to do as a random nerd game today.
Ooh.
Random nerd game.
I want to do a quick nerd dome monster bash of Batman items.
The
Batman
nerd
questions.
Dome.
Audience, we can't wait too long for answers.
Yeah.
But get your answers in quick. We're going to tally them. And in the end, we're going to put out to the world this whole quiz.
Mini nerd dome.
So Harley will take note of the top two from each category.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So lightning round. Here we go.
We're going to ask you questions, nerds. Here we go.
So Harley has a photo for this. Who has the best? Really quick. We're only doing modern era, Keaton and on. I'm not going to put Adam West in because you guys are going to go, Adam West. And nothing is best about Adam West. You just have nostalgia for him. So he doesn't count. Michael Keaton on Batman's.
Yes, okay, not including Lego.
Best Batman suit. Who do we like?
This is where I would like to have input.
Yes.
Why do the Batman suits have nipples?
Let's just call it Nipplegate. No, it was talked about. When that suit came out, it was talked about. Like a bat suit should not have nipples.
I got to tell you, I think that the new Batman had the best looking suit.
Yes.
That we've seen.
I totally agree.
It was realistic. It was.
Can we throw that up there again so they can see it real quick again?
Well, they've been staring at it for.
He can actually move his neck in this suit.
It didn't look like rubbery plastic to me for the first time. It looked like armor. So Christy says, now, mind you, Brian, Christie, and Hefugu, have you seen the new Batman?
They haven't, but that's why we show them the picture.
But there's one vote for Clooney, one for Keaton, one for Bale. If we don't get a second for one of those, then we're just going to have to say that. Do I have a pen somewhere handy? Why? Why are we in a place with no pens? This is not my life. My life has pens available. Sorry there. Sorry.
Not even in the chat.
Grogu is here too, just so you know. He's
focus, babe. Focus.
Go do the force for them.
You have ADD with cute stuff. I have ADD in general.
With everything. Okay, I got a pen now. All right, moving on. Next one. Best Batmobile.
Ooh.
I didn't like the new Batmobile. Yeah,
I'm going
with
Bale.
I would say Affleck or Bale had the best.
Affleck.
Who was the one? Which was the one that had the big armor?
Affleck, right there. You're pointing at it.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool one.
No, but I'm going with Bale's.
Okay, so it's an Affleck versus Bale. Do we have a tiebreaker in the audience?
Bale's Batmobile has a motorcycle that shoots out of it.
Out of those, I would pick Bale for sure.
All right. Christy says she doesn't watch the new one, but she doesn't care because she just loves Michael Keaton.
Who doesn't? Man, that guy's career comeback is really fun.
Hafuga says Keaton's car was dope. Brian says Bale's car. I think that's a pretty big Bale win there.
Okay.
Christy even says Bale, despite her Keaton love. So,
You got him in the shot.
I was going to, but it's just his little head.
Okay.
Okay. Next up, best brawler, hand-to-hand combat.
Robert Pattinson.
So
I would have said Bale before the new movie. because he went, we even saw him go through all the training for that. But was this not the first movie where you actually looked at the fight? Like you actually were conscious of the fighting, but in a good way.
I was blown away by the fighting.
It was like when you watched Bourne Identity for the first time, you're like, wow, Batman can fight. Like that's how it felt.
I thought Bale would never be beat from the fight point of view. And then Affleck actually gave him a tiny run for the money. I'm like, oh, this is pretty good sequences. Bale and Affleck, Pattinson in the fighting. Holy crap. The fight choreographer there.
I also really appreciated that they made Batman really human in this movie. Whereas he wasn't just a superhero that was getting knocked down and then stood up. Like he was getting tired. Yeah. He was getting knocked down. Like he felt like he was a human.
Yeah.
You know?
Also, didn't they have a whole, maybe I'm mistaken, mixing up movies because we've seen a lot lately, but didn't they have a whole one shot of him fighting, like a one take of a whole
what was sequence? It the subway sequence?
With the subway.
I can't remember, but I remember. That's what my brain is thinking.
This shot so well.
Okay,
that,
moving on.
Okay.
Best detective.
Wait. We got to count the votes for the best fights.
Yeah, but these guys haven't seen Pattinson, so we can't even weigh them in.
Well, we can get a second place.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then the second place is probably, I don't even know. We only have two votes. So, okay, best detective.
Best detective.
Without a doubt, Pattinson.
I mean, this movie is a noir.
Well, and also, like, even just, like, the puzzle solving and the profiling of the crime scene.
I mean, he's a detective in a noir movie in this. Like, it's a loaded question. But, yeah, of course, Pattinson.
Well, I mean, it's not of course. I mean, maybe you guys like one of the older Batmans as detective. But it's funny because we, like, the three of us rarely agree on everything. And we keep agreeing that Pattinson. You don't agree, Groot? Okay. Best Bat voice. Bale drove me nuts. I hated his was the most annoying Bat voice.
Disagree.
I also hated Affleck's. He sounded like Ghostface.
Affleck sounded like he was trying to do Bale.
Clooney's Batman was just Clooney.
I appreciate that more.
I'm sexy Batman with my Clooney voice.
Christy says we're making her excited to see it. Well, I guess Batman, the Batman,
Warner
pay
Brothers,
us our money.
Yeah, for us. Please, sponsor us.
Keaton had a great voice. I agree. Hafugo says Keaton had a great voice. But we all loved Keaton. But I have to tell you, I liked Pattinson. I actually was thinking this during the movie that like his voice wasn't a put on voice. Like he just kind of had the same voice the whole way through.
Yeah.
And you know what else I liked about his, he wasn't a playboy Bruce Wayne, which I know that's probably what the comic books have. I like that he was more of a tortured, realistic Bruce Wayne.
Feel like a kid.
Definitely emo Bruce Wayne. Oh, I still have my thing here. Okay.
So who would you pick for best Bat voice?
Bat voice? Either Bale or Pattinson. I'm gonna go with Bale.
The worst Bat voice you're picking is the best.
The thing that bothered me about this Batman movie was that the detective was trying to do a Batman voice the whole time.
The detective? Yeah.
Which detective?
The guy from Westworld.
The main detective?
Oh, Gordon.
Gordon,
he kept talking like this the whole time.
I know, leave that to Batman.
It's his voice. That's Jeffrey Wright's voice.
Well, no, change it for Batman.
Here's what I agree. I kept thinking, like, I'm like, why is he whispering the entire movie? But he does whisper in everything he does.
I love Jeffrey Wright.
I liked him in it, though.
Yeah. He's in Goldfinch, so.
Okay, and best gadgets. That's a tougher one.
Yeah, this movie wasn't very gadget heavy.
It was not gadget heavy at all.
It was, the contact thing was cool, though.
The
contact thing?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, was it Nolan's who had the sonar things?
It's either Keaton or Bale.
I would go with Bale, I think, just for the solar eyes alone.
The first time Keaton went up with his bat gun thing, I don't know. That's a pretty
nostalgia.
Magical. Yeah. That's a tough one to beat for me.
And then finally, best Batman.
Ever?
So you can go nostalgia. Okay, you can go by who you enjoy watching the most.
Before Robert Pattinson, it was always Bale by a mile.
Yes.
And I'm sticking with Bale. Until Pattinson does one other thing, I can't throw away all the credit that Bale got over
so
this amazing
So I would
Batman.
Have said my favorite Batman before Pattinson was Bale because I liked Nolan's Batmans. But my favorite actor as Batman before Pattinson was Keaton.
Mm,
But now I think Pattinson might have won all of that.
He's just an all-around better Batman.
He just works as Batman.
Nerds are sticking with Keaton.
And I was heavy on Bale, okay? I was heavy on Bale before I saw this movie.
Adrian says Arnett. No Lego Batman.
Right? He said no Lego Batman.
Because I know he'd win a lot.
I mean, best Batman voice. Maybe we'll insert him just for that one.
I will be curious, though, Christy, once you see Pattinson, if you hate it and you still are a big Keaton fan or if he wins. Groot wants to know, too. Groot wants to know. We will put out something to our Facebook group to put the top twos of all these conversations.
In the meantime, check it out.
Let the battle go on. Okay. What do we got to do next? Nerd recommended stuff next? No. Nerd Kate Carson sent us in this screenshot. The Dursleys make sense now. We know the trio's experience with the Locket. Oh, blah, blah. Okay, so what I'm going to read is the last part. The Dursleys never wanted to take in Harry and wanted nothing to do with the Potters. They take him in and now... they are around a Horcrux constantly, feeding him, cleaning him, dressing him. They're constantly exposed day in and day out. This is going to take their already existing resentment and turn it into near hatred. They took him in and locked him in a closet as much as possible, similar to how the trio put the Locket in Harry and Hermione's pots during the movies. After even multiple days, their mood lightens enough to unlock the door and once again be exposed to the effects of a Horcrux. It's the last bit of evidence that the Dursleys weren't evil. It was Harry was a Horcrux.
So it's akin to like trying to carry around the One Ring and it's just corrupting you the whole time, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't know if Horcruxes were corrupting.
Yes, they were.
Yeah, they were. You don't remember Ron had a Horcrux, they became like just.
Do you remember Ron in Deathly Hallows?
Oh my God. You're right.
Pause for John's head explosion.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
So yep, that's why I wanted to share it.
He was okay. How come everyone around Harry's life after the Dursleys? I mean, why aren't Ron and Hermione like
being affected? They're magic.
Yeah, it's because they're wizards.
So you're saying also, muggles would be susceptible to that.
Muggles would be susceptible. Also, if you already have a little hate in your heart or a little jealousy in your heart, it just amplifies
that. That's what happened to Ron. He was already jealous of Harry and all his success, and he thought he saw the vision with him and Hermione and all that. So it just grew and grew, and the Horcrux made it worse. So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Moving on.
What say you, nerd?
Nerd couple.
Oh, so sorry. Christy says we're on the floor. It all makes sense now. All right. I don't have a video for Crazy Videos of the Week yet, but it's on your run a show. I'm going to make that.
Guys, check this out, okay? Because we've seen this a bunch of times, and you probably have seen it too. All right. Let's give them context.
Just play it.
Breaking the law.
But when we first saw, okay, for those of you listening, we just played the Liquid Death commercial, and it has a bunch of kids, like little kids, partying, like smashing, slamming what looks like beers.
Yeah, like a pregnant woman comes out at the end and she's drinking the beer. Like,
but if you look close, it's just cans of water called Liquid Death.
One of the nerds has not seen it and she just said, WTF, Adrian.
When we first saw it, we both just stopped and we're like, what?
How is this allowed? Okay, yeah,
it's great marketing because we're talking about it.
And you get, there is that guilty giggle pleasure. Like,
and we all want to order it just because now we want to try it. We should have ordered it for the
water.
Show.
Why? It's just water.
It's in 7-Elevens.
A big part of their thing is that they're trying to say, you know, it's better to recycle the can or something than use a bottle or.
The sets of the TV shows I've been doing work on are all moving away from plastic. And
Brian Cooper says, saddest ending ever.
Water.
That's our resident and drunk texter.
Yes. What's up, Coop?
Good He's to see like, you. Water.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Christy says, as a parent, that is hilarious.
But honestly, is this really good? Okay. This is a great commercial for us because we're laughing and talking about it. But it's not good for kids to watch, right? They're like, I can't wait to get hammered.
But if kids are going, I want that water.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good for them. Can
there are going to be those kids who are like, hey, I see my dad and mom do that, and now I want to do that, and I can now. And what's the difference between water and beer? Ah!
Okay. You had some crazy video of the week you wanted to show.
So this happened in the last month, nerds. You've probably seen it on social media. I don't think you've seen it yet.
I'm not.
I've cut this down to get rid of, like, the extraneous, like, spinning of the wheel. But this was – go ahead. Watch.
I'll solve.
Okay.
Another feather in your hat.
650.
G.
No G. Uh-oh, the bankrupt got you. Lori, I have another shot at it. You can spin the wheel or try to solve the puzzle.
I'll solve.
Okay.
Another feather in your lap.
No. 900.
D.
No. Thomas, I think the wheel got... Laura, you have another opportunity here. You can spin the wheel. You can try to solve the puzzle. What do you want to do? Go ahead and spin if you don't
I'm going to go ahead and spin.
This is taking forever, babe.
It's almost over. It's almost over.
Do we need to watch the whole clip?
Well, I cut it down.
What would you like?
A P?
A P?
Yes, there's a P. Spin or solve.
Spin or solve.
I will solve.
Okay.
Another feather in your map.
Oh my God, babe. Is this going to be over soon? This is taking too long.
Bankrupt.
All right, you can go back.
What? You didn't even get to the point. You didn't even show the part.
He solves it.
What is the point of that? It's so stupid.
Can you imagine that sort? Like, you're not blown away by that clip.
No, I'm really bored by that clip.
Nerds.
If he had said, I want to show us in the show, I'd have been like, no.
Nerds. That is incredible, right?
Why is it incredible? He agrees with me. He's shaking his head.
Fact that she couldn't get it, the guy couldn't get it, and poor stupid Thomas there is like, I know the answer. I know it.
What was it, cap?
Yeah.
I don't know the saying. I'm not impressed. I don't care. It's stupid. Why are you shaming somebody for not knowing something? You're nerd shaming right now, basically.
You didn't know that?
No. What is it?
Another feather in your cap.
I just said that, and you said you got all weird that I said cap.
No, I thought you...
I said, is it cap? And you were like, oh my God, why would you think it's cap?
No, it is cap.
Moving on. This is the stupidest video you've ever brought to the show. You got to have video approval from now on. How about some things the nerds actually approve right now?
Oh boy.
I did not. This is what the Alexa reminder was. We were like, what she said, bring out the wheel book. She meant bring out the will book.
Yes, and we forgot.
Didn't bring it because I didn't know what she was saying.
Someone is obsessed with a biography, and rightfully so.
Okay. I cannot recommend Will Smith's book, Will, enough. Like, especially once it gets to the point where he's in showbiz, where he gets his, you know, I was crying and laughing and crying. You liked it too, Groot. I would cry. Happy tears. I would cry sad tears. I would be like mouth on the floor. Like, if someone put this book into a movie,
yeah,
I would be like, there's no way this is too good. Like, this shit gold. Didn't happen.
Will, you heard it here first. It's going to be a movie.
It should be a TV show.
Ooh, even better. So I'm reading it now and I'm loving it. But when she was reading it, when we were going to bed, she would just start reading me stuff that she would really, really like. And when she was done reading it to me, I'm like, keep going. Mm-hmm. I need to know what happens next. Like, his life is fascinating.
If you're in the film business, or even by the music, but really if you're in the film business, this is a must read. The behind the scenes about how things work, how he got roles, how his Bad Boys experience, like filming that, how each movie went, like, it's
how he was the Fresh Prince. That story alone in the beginning of the book.
Yeah. I'm not even spoiling anything. I want you to read it.
Yeah.
It's so good. And the thing is, I've never read a book that while reading the book, I was so inspired to bust my ass on my career, to level up
Trust me, she's on us right now.
It's fire. It is. It's so good.
Whatever you're doing in your life, you will accelerate your passion and your drive by reading this book.
What's the title again?
Will, I think. It's just called Will.
It's, yeah. Just look for Will Smith's face on or silhouette on a book.
So good. The other nerd thing I wanted to recommend is for nerd couples. My ear. I hate this earbud. This, we got to do something else next week. We're going to figure it out. For nerd couples who do VR and you exercise together, I'm going to recommend Les Mills Bootcamp.
I feel like I'm kind of fit, but this game, this workout game on the VR busts my ass.
Yeah.
I couldn't get through 10 minutes today. Well, a medium intensity workout.
I wanted to try to film a video and show it to you guys, but we didn't have time because we were like, we don't have a lot of time. Let's just do a medium intensity short one. And like halfway through, I was like, I have to stop or I'm going to hurt myself.
Yeah. And I stopped. And when she stopped, I'm like, okay, I guess I'll stop too. But I was so happy.
But it's really, it's boxing, but you know, it's full body because the way you box and squats and you don't get bored because it just keeps moving.
You will get fit.
I need games like that. So if you're like me and you need to, but you can't really actually play together. So what he and I do on a lot of games is we'll just go one, two, three, start. So we can play in the same room together and it's kind of at the same time. And that way when we're both like, oh my God, that one hurt. You know, we know exactly what the other person's going through. So another couple recommendation.
Yes.
There you go.
Beat Saber, we can play together. That's really fun.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love
that a while ago? Love it. Love it. Love it. Thank you, Steve Richardson, by the way, for all these fun transitions.
Steve Richardson is the man.
Okay. It's time for the scariest part of the day because we have to watch this. This is the Nerd News Week.
I hate it every time.
I hate it. I hate it, but I love it.
Thank you. What do you got, babe? I got a lot of stuff.
Me too. So Peacemaker, which I didn't really love, but I liked enough to watch. He loved it. But it was the most in-demand superhero series in February. And now they have a season 2 confirmed with writer-director James Gunn.
I thought for sure it was
Groot.
Wow, it was that popular.
Yeah.
Peacemaker, awesome.
As in John Cena?
Yeah. And he's awesome.
I don't get it.
That show has the best opening sequence any show ever.
I don't know why I hate it so much because I love anything dance. You know what it is? I don't like when people make musicals as a comedy, like a spoof. It's kind of a spoof kind of thing. So I think that's why it bothers me. I don't know. You love it. You make us watch it every time.
Yeah.
Do you know the moves? All right. For season 2, we're going to do a side by side of them dancing with you dancing.
Yeah. I'm going to do it.
For season 2 launch. What you got?
DC is bringing the Wonder Twins.
You like that? You like the Wonder Twins?
DC is bringing the Wonder Twins to the theaters. They're going to make a movie out of this. Are you familiar with the Wonder Twins, Zan and Jaina?
No.
So they appeared on a cartoon, Super Friends, in the late 70s. They're brother, sister, obviously. Their power...
Did they like spin around?
To activate their powers, hers was to take a form of shape. She turns into water and she takes a form and he turns into any animal or vice versa. But to do it, they have to hit their fists together, please. They say, Wonder Twin powers, activate.
Okay.
How is this going to be in a movie and not be laughed at, right? Like, how is it going to work? It's going to be ridiculous.
Well, I was going to say, like, wouldn't Aquaman also be ridiculous? But I guess it kind of was because I didn't see it. So
they made Aquaman work.
I think that, is it, what, whose property is it?
DC.
Well, that's gonna
Warner
probably
Brothers.
Be terrible.
Probably going to be right. Well, the person who wrote Black Adam is doing this one. Anyway.
We have some good news that came up because finally, hold on. Christy says, interesting. Sounds like they're getting desperate. Maybe it's more for kids? Question mark.
Yeah. Good point.
So I'm very happy that
I'll still watch it.
Stranger Things season 4
finally
has a date for
when?
May 27. I know, but at least we have a date.
2 months. I can wait.
And I thought this was our last season, It's been renewed for a fifth season as well.
Of course.
Which will be the final season.
How are they going to best that season finale? There's no way.
Three was great.
Never ending story. So Gladiator is a movie you haven't seen. It won the Best Picture in 2000. I think it's awesome.
I have not seen it.
Gladiator 2, coming to theaters near you.
Meh.
Yeah, Ridley Scott's back on. Meh. Yep, yep, yep. Oh, yes.
So did you know, you probably did, but in case you didn't, that John Williams is actually going to compose the theme song for Obi-Wan Kenobi?
I guess I don't have to include that in my nerd news. So I was going to piggyback that news on Obi-Wan's trailer came out.
But also, can we talk about how you're a John Williams obsessed?
Obsessed. Like, I cannot wait.
He thinks
wait.
He's the greatest composer ever in life.
But he is. He is. Alive or dead. John Williams is the best composer ever to exist on the planet Earth.
I mean, he's done some of the greatest movies. Yes.
Prove me wrong.
Hedwig's theme can still give me like belly flips.
And
when
that's
I hear it.
The most basic Harry Potter song.
Yeah.
In the entire, every other song is just
if you start, brilliant. If you look at his resume, you start crying like me.
Okay.
Yeah. So the trailer came out. Wow. But yeah, he's returning to give Obi-Wan Kenobi his theme. We're moving on.
So
I guess.
You watched the trailer and you cried.
Yes, I teared up.
I won't watch it because I don't like spoilers.
Oh, don't stay away because amazing things happen in that trailer.
So here's some interesting news. Apple TV Plus is going to start live streaming Friday night baseball games. My question is Spectrum going to let them have the Dodgers?
Nope. I guarantee Spectrum is going to. I hate Spectrum. And if you live in Los Angeles,
Groot doesn't like him either.
You are beholden to the evil, evil company called Spectrum. And they will not let us watch the Dodgers.
Unless you buy their freaking overpriced cable. And who has cable? Like, you know what I'd rather do with Spectrum? I'd rather say, okay, Spectrum, then let us pay you like $10 a month during baseball season. Or let us give you $60 for baseball season or something like that.
Anything just to get us off our back, man. Give us our Dodgers.
Sandy says she's enjoying our show while she goes on the walk. I'm gonna let us point at the part where she says she's enjoying.
Yay. Hulu is bringing back Futurama.
Why?
Okay, first of all, you love The Simpsons.
Yeah, but I didn't like Futurama at all.
I'm telling you, there was magic there.
Vibes.
Really?
Yeah, it's definitely more on the quote unquote boy side of humor. But whereas Simpsons is like intelligent humor.
Okay.
Family humor.
I don't think you guys gave it a fair shake because Futurama, like every other episode, they would just find something really
I was annoyed by the character.
Sentimental. Like the plots would just all of a sudden draw you into something really moving. Anyway, I bring this up because John DiMaggio is an actor and he plays the robot Bender. Bite my metal ass. I've screwed the joke up. Anyway, this guy used to come into a bar I worked at every day and is one of the nicest guys you could ever meet in the world. They were having a hard time signing him, but he finally got his money and he's in.
Gotta pay him.
Gotta pay.
Gotta pay your performance.
John DiMaggio. Miss you, guy.
Oh, well, I have more streaming service news then.
Ooh.
Paramount Plus. So I think that people make jokes about Paramount Plus and they're like, it's never going to survive. Guess what, y'all? It topped the U.S. subscriber growth in 2021. It got 27 million signups in 2021, outdistancing all other streamers, according to Antenna's Year in Streaming Report.
This is going to segue perfectly.
Well, I just want to say, though, the Paramount Plus, that's like become one of my favorite streams because we watch Ghosts, watch Equalizer.
Ghosts is on Paramount Plus?
Yeah, because it's a CBS show. I watched a lovely movie called The In-Between that I was bawling at 3 a.m. when he woke up and he's like, what are you watching? And asking me deep questions about a movie I've been halfway through. I think Paramount Plus is really rising to the occasion. And if you're a Star Trek fan, it's a must. Like, they really were smart to have that franchise.
Crap together, Discovery.
Also, I don't play Halo. I'm not a fan of the video game.
You're taking all my nerd news away.
Well, because I've seen the trailer for Halo on Paramount Plus and it looks really good.
We are 100% watching this. Did you ever play Halo?
I never played it, but I've obviously seen people play it.
Did you play Halo?
No.
I played Halo religiously. Like, the single-player campaign and the multiplayer, it is a large part of my life. And the Master Chief is one of the most special characters you can...
The only relation...
Nerds, you're behind me, right? Halo is the bomb. I wanted to say S word, but yeah, the only, it came out boom. That's weird. Okay.
The only relation I have to Halo is I got scared by the Halo statue at Dave and Buster's.
I mean, it's one of the best cosplay things. Halo is awesome. Okay.
Well, we're definitely going to see more cosplay of Halo coming up. I don't have any more film, TV, or gaming news. Do you?
I have one bit of news left, and it is a new Walking Dead spinoff.
Oh, my God.
That's exactly why I brought it up, because I wanted that reaction. Anyway, do you want me to tell you who it's starring? Because it will be a possible spoiler.
Yeah, because I'm only going to watch it if it's somebody right. I really want.
Hardcore Walking Dead fans, spoiler.
No, because I'm going to watch the end of the Walking Dead series. If it's somebody from that.
Great, then we are done.
But I already know who it is now, probably.
No, you don't.
It's not Rick.
I'm not going to say anything.
It's probably Rick.
You don't know
he
it.
He just ruined it for
no,
all of us.
No, no.
If you know something's that big of a spoiler, why would you bring it on the show? We know it's not Glenn because his head's been bashed in.
This one actually stars Glenn as a zombie with his head smashed. And he's like, I'm still a zombie, but my head's smashed. So I'm the guy that lived.
Warm body style.
Okay, so I would like to end the show on some happy news. Some strange news.
Hmm.
Huh. Japan's killer stone split in two. Have you heard the story?
Uh-huh. What?
Japan
has
a killer stone. So according to a well-known Japanese tradition, a demon was released from within, the consequences of which are unknown to the world due to toxic fumes.
The nine-tailed fox demon.
Yes, according to Japanese folklore, is actually an evil nine-tailed fox embedded in a piece of lava. Very anime sounding. That's why Ray Harley knows all about it. Legend has it that, I'm going to say this wrong, the Sesshoseki, or Killing Stone, was a large rock located at the foot of a volcanic mountain in Nasu, Japan. History said that anyone who touched it would die. Inside it was said to hold the spirit of a powerful demon or evil spirit, a mythological creature in the form of a nine-tailed fox that did not like to be disturbed. And the stone has been broken.
Split in half. Releasing also, a demon.
Welcome, plague of 2022.
Also, parachuting spiders on the West Coast.
Oh, that's fun. So, yeah, that's.
I'm sorry, what?
I sent you the video. Parachuting spiders. They fly. They're coming into the West Coast. So.
Sometimes.
Hifugu has a comment here. How is a story? How is a demon being released a good story, Jen? Well, I was going to talk about World War III nuclear war, so, you know, we'll end on the happy one.
Yeah, when I was saying that, I was actually joking.
Sorry for Ukraine.
But we will end you on a happy video, I promise.
Thank you to the show's producer, Harlene Quinzel. Yes,
please give big props to our lovely Steve Richardson, who does all these cool transitions for us.
Chris Edgar and our kick-ass music.
And the opening animation is by Jesse Yang.
Guys, we're going to see you in April.
We'll see you the second Saturday in April. Mm-hmm. We'll probably see you in between with other live random things. But we want to leave you with the little happy. This video is just happy. It's nerd happy. Hi, Groot. What do you think? Can you say I am Groot before it's time to go? Come on, give him one. He only does it when he wants to do it. All right, later, nerds.
Later, nerds.
Oh! Get out of town! What? Oh! Fuck! What? You gotta be kidding me! Oh! Sarah!
Oh,
no way! I thought it was just a
You've been listening to the Nerd Couple Show. If you're having fun nerding out with us, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Rate and review, as it really helps others find the show, which helps us keep delivering fun content. We're also on all of your other favorite podcast apps, as well as on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
This show is supported by our listeners just like you. Please visit nerdcoupleshow.com to find all the ways you can help keep supporting us, including our merch shop and direct donation through PayPal. Thank you again for being on this hero's journey with us.